This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Advocates for ending homelessness reported some good news this spring. The number of homeless people in the United States has been going down. Much of the credit goes to a strategy called Housing First. The idea is to put people in apartments without preconditions, like becoming sober or applying for work. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Housing First cuts against a strong impulse, giving first priority to people who've done something to help themselves. We don't like giving handouts to the undeserving poor. And
who is more of a poster child for the undeserving poor than, you know, a street homeless person with alcohol and drug addiction and behavioral health problems?
That's Dennis Culhane from the University of Pennsylvania. His research showed leaving those undeserving poor people on the street was really expensive. For instance, they got sick and showed up in ERs.
And that has been the thing that's inverted the whole argument. The fact that they cost society something has now made their cause deserving.
Turns out it's also easier for people to get off drugs and get their act together when they've got a roof over their heads, which, when you put it that way, sounds like kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, doesn't it? It's kind of, duh, it sort of makes sense.
Michael Banghart runs Renaissance Social Services, which puts homeless Chicagoans in apartments, and it took him a few years to catch on. In a year-end review, he asked, who ended up homeless again? Duh, people who got kicked out for substance abuse.
So we said, that's not working. We're creating homelessness again. If we just say, you know, if you're not clean, you're going to go back to the streets.
Since 2005, the number of chronically homeless people nationwide has fallen almost in half. Pinpointing chronic homelessness numbers for Chicago is difficult, but the city almost doubled the number of permanent supportive housing units over a recent 10-year period. Like many cities, Chicago now gives first priority to the most vulnerable people, homeless long-term, mentally ill, addicted. But it still takes initiative to get housed, paperwork and months of periodic meetings with doctors and caseworkers to document your eligibility. So Mark Scrimenti got an apartment through Renaissance, but some of his friends are still sleeping in the park.
I can give them information, and they're like, I don't care. But then when wintertime comes, and they're all like, you know, underneath their blankets shaking, you know, I don't.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.